white woman now faced the camera. "This tragedy," she began, then was cut off. "Let's go there for our next vacation," said Brent's mother. The remark drew no comment. "I'm going to a party tonight," Brent spoke up. His father dismissed from the screen a male newscaster, then a woman selling detergent. Brent found himself thinking of his parents' former spouses. "I wish I was," said his mother. All three watched a commercial for the new Jaguar. "What do you say, Brent?" said his father. "Nice lines, huh?"
"Very nice," Brent replied.
He examined his father's words for signs that a Jaguar might now be in reach with his new salary. He imagined himself driving it, observed by the assembled student body, adding to the daydream a Calvin Klein shirt from the advertisement that followed. He put his dishes in the sink. "Write down where you'll be," said his mother.
"Okay, we've met Brent and his parents. The family seems to have plenty of money. They can afford a private school for Brent, a bunch of new furniture, maybe even an expensive new sports car. The Bishops don't seem all that happy, though. Brent's dad seems to complain about his job all the time, and his mom sounds as though she's bored with her life. When Brent says he's going to a party, his mom says she wishes she were too. Also, she sounds kind of cold, judging by that joke she made about vacationing in the country with the starving children. As for Brent, it sounds like he's definitely interested in his image. He fantasizes about driving to school in a Jaguar, wearing a Calvin Klein shirt. One other thing about the Bishops, I'd say they probably don't communicate much. They watch TV during dinner, and Brent has to figure out his dad's moods by listening to him grunt and snort. Let's keep going with the last paragraph on page 5, starting with, "He skipped upstairs and showered."
He skipped upstairs and showered, scrubbing himself with medical thoroughness. Though he was in his junior year, he still only had whiskers on his upper lip and chin. He shaved his whole face anyway, then applied aftershave. He put on deodorant and gargled with mouthwash. Taking his comb, he parted his straight blonde hair down the middle, confronted the mirror, then combed it straight back, like the models in GQ. He worked in